everyone, this is Alexis D'Angicoli, the host of Espressive Espresso, and I'm so excited that we are starting a new season and a new episode. And I need to let you know something. I was inspired, right? I was inspired by one of my favorite shows that comes on Stars. It's called Power. You may have seen a few of the commercials or advertisements on social media. I enjoy that show so much because I really enjoy the writing, and I haven't tapped into the writer's mind yet, so I don't know what to expect, and that's what I really enjoy about it. I'm recording this after my power party that we just had with the family, and I decided to dedicate the first few episodes this season about the subject, power. And you may be wondering, how does it pertain to entrepreneurs, business professionals, and those who have a small business? And that's what I'm going to let you know. Some may think power is money or power is silent. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you more than that. Think of earlier this week or last week when a powerful company made a bold move. That powerful company I'm referring to is Amazon, and how earlier they made the announcement that they wanted you, with of course a small startup fee of $10,000, to be the entrepreneur that you've always wanted. And so with that in mind, what you will be doing is starting your own delivery service business, but you will be doing it under Amazon, of course. So imagine the flexibility you will be able to have, the experience of running your own delivery service business. And in order to understand these powerful and bold moves that Amazon just made, I'm going to explain the 6 different types of power. First, let me just explain the definition according to Price Hobbs about what power is. Power is elusive. It is not tangible. It is also the ability to influence behavior, change the course of events, overcome resistance, and get others to do things that they may not have done. Think about how Amazon has become one of the major go-to e-commerce sites. And having the convenience to order a product at a certain time, and in some cities I've heard that you can receive that same product the same day. You know, that's amazing, because at a point in time that wasn't available. With that, I'm going to describe the 6 different types of power. First one is coercive power, and that's based on the person's ability to punish or frustrate another person. And this behavior is hardly used now in modern corporations because it's no longer really accepted. So an example of this would be like a manager forcing an employee to follow an order with a direct result of a punishment, not consequences. Next is reward power. Power through a reward is the opposite of coercive power, basically based on the person's ability to meet or satisfy someone else's need. And an example of this would be when a manager or a company exudes their influence to an employee to act a certain way for either an intangible or tangible reward. Next, we have legitimate power, and that can also be referred to as position power. This is a common type of power within businesses or organizations. Basically, a person having the authority, like the president or CEO of the company, but also having the potential for power. Next, we have this kind of power that's also known as personal power, but it's called charismatic power. That has everything to do with the individual. So true to the name, it's a unique combination of intelligence, other traits, and characteristics that has the person attracting or even influencing the audience. According to Price Cobbs, associative power stems from an individual's close alignment with someone deemed powerful. Thus, a shadow or halo effect is created by the presumption that the person speaks or acts on behalf of someone else. So when you're thinking about associative power, you just want to think about pretty much known by association. So if you know of a certain person who has this certain power or influence, others may presume that you have that power or influence as well. And finally, within an organization, expert power is the ability to influence the behavior based solely on past experience and expertise in a specific area. An example of this within a business is a manager tackling problems that others are afraid to. Expertise is the most readily attainable source of power because these individuals or organizations solve specific problems and possess special knowledge that others deem necessary. Thank you all for tuning into this episode. Please make sure to give me a 5-star review on iTunes and stay tuned for the Power series. Next week, I'll explain how to recognize power and give you some tips on how to acquire it. Until we meet again, have a great week.